producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Devin Truth Squad. Jennifer Horn carrying the weight of the world on her shoulders, along with Doug Steffen, to make sure you get it right. In a moment, we're going to talk with an expert on the HIV virus and why it is now back in the news, because it seems that here in our country anyway, or at least you are led to believe or you think that it isn't the problem that it used to be. Maybe that's not correct. We'll find out in a matter of moments. Meanwhile, the Democratic candidate for president had an interesting take on their spiritual beliefs that I think is worth some attention. I'm not following what Hillary Clinton says that much and what Bernie Sanders says, but I find this an intriguing conversation no matter with whom it takes place. But when you get down to brass tacks, there's this argument always about separation of church and state. But aren't you kind of curious as to what they believe or what they say they believe? During their encounter with each other, they discussed spirituality. Bernie Sanders said that he doesn't really like to talk about his Jewish faith, especially on the campaign trail. But when he's asked about the importance of spirituality in his life, he responds, "See, for me, spirituality has nothing to do with religion. It really doesn't. Religion is one thing, and your spiritual view of life is another." That's my take on it. Yeah, my take is that religion is not always as it's made, you know. How do I say this without
Well, I think I wouldn't say what
people.
You're going to say, but I think, I mean, people can be spiritual without having organized religion in their life.
Right. Okay. So that's as critical as we need to be. Anyway, Sanders said, quote, "I would not be here tonight. I wouldn't be running for president if I did not have very strong religious and spiritual feelings." He did not use the word God. He said he's driven by his faith and an idea that what happens to one person impacts that person. That's interesting. "I worry very much about a society where people spiritually say, it doesn't matter to me. I don't care about other people. So my spirituality is that we are all in this together, and that when children go hungry, when veterans sleep out in the street, that impacts me. Strong spiritual feelings." Okay. Yes? No? Maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I understand what he's saying. I mean,
yeah,
I think that's true, to just love one another. I think that's a great message. But, you know, when it comes down to the candidates and religion, I don't care what the candidates are, as long as they don't take away my right to pray when I want to, to have the relationship that I choose with God. And I think that is probably, you know, I don't care necessarily how Christian you are, how Jewish you are, how whatever you are. Let me be free to not feel like I'm going to be persecuted if I want to say a prayer.
Well, there's that, and that is part of Americana. It's freedom, the right to speak, and this is freedom of speech. It has not to do with whether there is a designated religion, but the assumption still is, you hear it from people all the time, well, we're a Judeo-Christian society.
We are. That's what we were founded on, was Judeo-Christian
belief.
Well,
but we aren't. Yeah, but we aren't anymore. That's not the way the world works.
Well, that's too bad, because that's how we were founded. And so when people say that, they're right. But what people don't realize with this separation of church and state is not that religion doesn't come to play in our lives or even into politics. It was set up because when we started this country, we were trying to get away from the tyranny of the King of England, right? And we didn't want to have a state religion. So people are here to practice freely whatever religion they think they want to do. And that's one of the big parts of the coming to America, being an American, is having that freedom.
Well, but the freedom has been abridged by the attitude that many people have in this country toward those who practice the Muslim religion. As you know, I do not practice a religion because I don't believe in commercial, industrial, organized religion. I believe in God. I believe in spirit. I believe that there is so much that we don't understand about life. I was at a seminar over the weekend, and the hostess of the seminar said something very interesting about she's a very strong believer in Jesus and the power of Jesus. But she said something that I have thought, but I've never heard anybody quite say it the way she said it. She said that Jesus' life and his story was hijacked by the Catholic Church so they could form a religion. And that's so true. Jesus was a Jew. He had nothing to do with Christianity. And yet, that's the whole the rhyme or reason. And then the Protestants who broke off from the Catholic Church, you know, they sort of kept the same. Then how many different groups are there within the Protestant faith that are, they didn't believe in this, so we'll go down that way? It has nothing to do with God. It has to do with what their own beliefs are or how they can use it, as this lady said, to control and influence people in their thinking. And that's why I object to any mention or any connection to an organized church. And when you say we're a Judeo-Christian society, I don't even know what that means anymore. Supposedly we have fundamentals and we have beliefs and they're strong and they're moral and they're ethical. I think war is unethical and immoral. And yet we've pursued that with abandon, and we still are, thanks to our connection to another god, which is the military-industrial complex. I think there's way too much of that kind of stuff going on. So I thought that bringing this up was a little bit... let me just finish this. The rabbi that was at this session asked Mrs. Clinton about how she weighs ego and humility. And the answer was, quote, "I read treatment of the prodigal son parable by a Jesuit poet," she said. "There was a line in it that became just a lifeline to me. Basically, it is practice the discipline of gratitude." And that, and this is not support of Mrs. Clinton, I think that needs to be a very important part. I pray every day. You do, Jennifer. Richie does. We all do. However we want to, however that takes shape or form. But praying and saying thanks for the blessings in your life is a great way for you to live your life. It's 13 past the hour. Good day.
It's time for Sam Adams' Know Your Beer Facts. What's one of the signature tastes of West Coast hops? Grapefruit. At Sam Adams, we added real, juicy grapefruit to our Rebel IPA to bring out that refreshing, citrusy taste. Try the latest addition to our Rebel IPA family, our new Rebel Grapefruit IPA. Some tastes are just better together. Sam Adams. No more. Love more. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
Valentine's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen gorgeous assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings, plus pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible offer expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4747. That's code 4747.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Eugene McCray joining Jennifer and me. He's the director of the Division of HIV/AIDS Prevention at the National Center for HIV/AIDS. They are also interested in viral hepatitis, sexually transmitted diseases, TB prevention. He works at the CDC in Atlanta, responsible for planning and directing national and international research when it comes to things like HIV prevention. Why are we more focused on this now, Dr. McCray? Is something changing in the stats?
The important thing is that we still have about 1.2 million people in the U.S. that are living with HIV, and we are seeing approximately 40,000 new infections per year. So we continue to have a problem. The one thing I want to highlight is that our latest data is showing progress, but ongoing disparities. And specifically, we've seen in the last 10 years a 19% decline in diagnoses, but those declines are uneven. And particularly, there are certain groups where we're continuing to see an increase in diagnoses. For example, men who have sex with men account for about 65% of all people living with HIV, but we continue to see increases in young MSM, although the numbers are leveling off. That's a group that's disproportionately affected. Mm-hmm. So, and the other thing I would is that we see geographic differences. There are certain regions of the country, especially the South, where we're seeing huge disparities. Much more new infections in the South than we're seeing in other parts of the country.
There are a lot of Black Americans who seem to be getting HIV more than has been the case. Or what's the reason for the increase in numbers there?
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. Blacks or African American remain the group that's most disproportionately affected by HIV. Overall, they account for about 45% of people living with HIV between 2005 and 2014. One of the things there are a number of reasons. Our data tells us what's happening, but it doesn't say exactly what all of the reasons for are, but some of the reasons we think we're seeing these higher rates in the Black community are related to lack of access to health care, either due to lack of insurance or, even in the presence of insurance, not having access to culturally competent or friendly health services. Poverty clearly is playing a role. The other important thing is the high rates of incarceration that we're seeing among African American men that could be contributing. And then a big one, I think, is stigma related to HIV. And when you look at the various subsets within the African American community, there's a lot of stigma and homophobia associated with men who have sex with men, who represent the largest proportion of people who are living with HIV.
All right. So what's the fix here in terms of prevention? Because that's really the bottom line.
Right.
You need to keep people from getting this, no matter whether they're Black or white.
That's right. So it's my hope that that a decade from now, new infections among African Americans communities is going to be rare. And really, to make that happen, we've got to do a number of things. One, we must ensure that everyone that's at substantial risk for HIV is provided access to preventive tools. And some of those preventive tools include testing. Testing is critically important, even though we know that about 12% of Americans are living with HIV and don't know their status. So testing is critically important. Another part is ensuring early, when people are diagnosed, getting them into treatment early. We know that getting people into treatment early helps them stay in treatment and then get them on antiretrovirals and get them to the point where their virus is suppressed. And when their virus is suppressed, they remain healthy and they are not able to transmit infections to others. Now, for people who are at high risk for HIV and not infected, there are some important biomedical options that can help. And one of them is called pre-exposure prophylaxis. It's a drug that people can take every day, and it can prevent them from getting infection. And it's very effective, as much as 96-98%.
I'm going to guess there's more information on the CDC website. Dr. Eugene McCray, director of the Division of HIV/AIDS Prevention at the CDC, here with a more special focus into why we ought to be more aware of what's going on.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Oh, ooh-wee. Oh, when I'm looking at you, I keep thinking, why can't she be like you? So I'm scheming, I can't go on like this, believe that her love is true. Oh, standing on the dance floor, while she's choking, you are all I want, girl. She's a chicken, we might be together, but love is missing. Girl, I want you.
Get it on tonight. Number five song. We're profiling this week in 2000 for the top five tunes from that week here in our musical corner on Good Day. Get it on tonight. Montel Jordan. Oh, too much. Don't remember this song much, Richie. Some of these tunes I do.
Yeah, I remember this. He also had a song called This Is How We Do It.
Oh, got it. Number four this week belonged to Brian McKnight. Oh, big hit. I like this song. Big hit. Yep. Moved on and up to number one. But this week was number four. Back at one. Somebody else do a version of this.
I don't recall.
Maybe I'm just thinking his voice sounded a little different when I heard it first. Back at one. Jennifer would like this, I'm sure. All right, so here's this next song. Another big song made it to number one. It happened to be number three this week in 2000. Rob Thomas, the singer from Smash Mouth, and Carlos Santana. Another great pop song. It's really good. It's called Smooth.
Your heart, make it real, or else forget about it.
Guitar in this one, Richie, makes it.
Santana, yeah.
Yeah.
Rob Thomas was the lead singer of
it was Matchbox 20. It was Matchbox 20, you're right, yes. Thank you for correcting that.
This,
I don't know why I was confusing him with the other guy. Go ahead, yeah.
There are certain songs that come along that are just, I mean, this was the massive song of that year.
Yes, it was.
Yep. And it just went on forever and ever.
Yeah.
And it revived Santana's career because everybody wanted him to play guitar on their song for the next decade.
Yeah, and by the way, Carlos Santana is no spring chicken. He's easily in his mid-70s by now, but he's outperforming. You can go to a concert. I couldn't get tickets. I think there was one last year in Boston that he was at, and I couldn't get tickets to go see him. So that's number three.
He's a little cuckoo, too.
Well,
just
he's
saying.
Had a little bit, a lot of exposure to the wacky weed, I think, during his career.
Yeah.
Number two from this week in 2000 belongs to Christina Aguilera. Another big pop hit. It's a big week for pop music. I wish all weeks, I wish we could find, you know, I'm often decrying the state of music today because it's so hard to find. I like pop music. I don't pay attention to a lot of.
It's hard to find because you're listening in the wrong place. There's a lot of stuff out there.
Yeah, I know. But I want to be able to hear it and recognize it, and I do with all of these tunes. Number one from this week in 2000 belonged to Savage Garden. A great romantic pop ballad. Has screamed success and felt good to hear it.
Huge song.
Yeah. I want to be able to sing this to my girlfriend. How about you sing it to your wife?
What year was this?
This is 2000.
Wow. Good stuff.
Married a long time at that point in time. All right, so there we have it. Montel Jordan, Brian McKnight, Santana and Rob Thomas, Christina Aguilera, and Savage Garden made up the top five tunes from this week in 2000 here on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Rod Nordland is an international correspondent at large for the New York Times and just released a new book, The Lovers, Afghanistan's Romeo and Juliet. The true story of how they defied their families and escaped an honor killing is a riveting story that puts a human face of the ongoing debate about women's rights in the Middle East. We spoke with him about the book.
To Afghans, honor means ownership of women. It means that above everything else. It doesn't mean what we think of it as being trustworthy or decent or upright or treating women in a chivalrous way or something of that sort. It means purely, you know, your ownership of women. Afghans use the term honor almost interchangeably with ownership. You know, my honor has been violated. My ownership of my women has been violated. And, you know, that it could be something as small as a girl looking at a guy and across a room, that could actually result in an honor killing because the father or the brothers felt that their honor had been violated by that. Certainly, like a kiss, you know, would definitely invite the death sentence from the family. And then something so large as to elope with somebody that you love. I mean, families will pursue those lovers for years and years until they find them, and often like 5-10 years later they'll track them down and kill them.
That's author Rod Nordland on his new book, The Lovers, Afghanistan's Romeo and Juliet. The true story of how they defied their families and escaped an honor killing, which has just been released. Insight Daily Radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Doug Steffen, good day. I don't like to use the term show, though. Excuse me, because I haven't got anything to show you. Well, we could send you the website, DougSteffen.com, and lead you through all the things that are there that are important and conversational and informative, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But basically, this is a conversation radio program. Sometimes we start high and go low. Sometimes we start low and we go high. Yeah, Rich McFadden, you'll be excited to know, Richie,
yeah,
that the DeLorean production line is going to be opened back up again.
You know, I saw this, and I can't for the life of me figure out why they would do that.
Well, isn't there some move afoot to revive the Back to the Future franchise?
That would be cool, but
it's been 35 years since they were built. Do you know who the chief investor in DeLorean was, other than Mr. DeLorean?
Number one. Dealers.
No.
Yes, they were.
Okay. I wasn't thinking
about
that.
That's pretty much why it went away.
Yeah. Well, this was a 1987 idea. I believe Steve Wynn, who is not related to the other Steve Wynn, who is the investor in real estate and casinos in Las Vegas, not related to Stephen Wynn, who was the CEO of DeLorean, but the idea for the DeLorean came from a fellow whose name was DeLorean. Yes.
John DeLorean, right?
John DeLorean, very interesting guy, but you're right. There is a connection between him and certain drug cartel.
He was running low on money, so yeah, he started working with the wrong crowd in order, yep, to keep the money coming in to keep the car afloat, and then eventually, it just all came crashing down, and so did the car.
Well, The number one investor when it got started, however, was Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson gave DeLorean the money to get started building these, and he drove them himself during the years when the DeLorean was very popular. I always thought they were ugly, frankly.
I mean, I thought they were cool. I mean, the stainless steel body, I thought it was kind of cool looking.
For the time.
And it's neat. You know, it's a lot of fun. But, you know, DeLorean, the guy is a genius when it comes to car design. Yeah. He created the GTO.
Yep, he did.
The Firebird,
big GM guy.
Grand Prix, the Vega.
Yep.
So, I mean, when it comes to automotive, American automotive history, this guy's one of the guys.
Well, Wynn now owns the company Lock, Stock, and Barrel. He says he has orders to build 300 cars. He's also gone into the refurbishing business. They're taking in old DeLoreans, so if you got one sitting around rusting out, they'll rehab them.
They don't rust.
And, well, underneath they do. They didn't have an aluminum frame. They were built, I think it was a conventional frame.
That's,
the body
that's
was
correct, yeah.
original. So, anyway, they'll refurbish your model for $45,000. They're going to be buying old models, refurbishing, selling them for $55,000, and the new ones will be about $95,000. So if you want a new DeLorean, get in touch with Mr. Wynn at the DeLorean Motor Company in Humble, Texas. All right? The DeLorean.
On John DeLorean's tombstone, they have a picture of the DeLorean on it.
Mm-hmm.
He died in 2005 at age 80.
He was not an old guy by any stretch of the imagination. All right, why were
World War II vet.
Yeah. While we are driving... There are a lot of people who don't understand the trucking industry. There are a lot of people who get behind the trucks going slowly up the hill, and then when they are going down the hill, they think the drivers go too fast. Looks like the trucks could get out of control. I don't think most people understand, and maybe because I'm a bit prejudiced, I've been driving all kinds of equipment all of my life, and I understand what it's like to drive one of these trucks. I have driven them on many occasions. Most of the public doesn't understand. I've driven buses. I mean, probably nothing much that I haven't driven. And everything is different. And how you're perceived on the roadway is different. Most of the younger drivers today will tell you that they think truckers are dangerous. They are afraid when they pass a semi on an 18-wheeler on the highway. They think truck's going to pull over, maybe in the middle of them, and the truck, their car will be... I mean, I saw... an interview with somebody who was, I think, 23 or 24 years old, had been in an accident with it was on a snowy highway. He was passing a big rig. The truck skidded out of control and literally went over his car. So that he was under the car. Yeah. I mean, under the truck as they were going down the highway. They were going down a not too steep hill, but it was very slick. And so you don't do that. And experienced drivers will tell you that you don't do that. But yet, because people now are coming along that are so naive about most everything when it comes to this sort of thing. They don't understand the equipment. They don't know how it works. They just put the key in. They turn the ignition on. And in some cases, newer cars, you never put the key in it. You just push the start button if you've got the key with you. Well, they call it a fob, I think.
Yeah.
So... understanding truck driving is the thing that I want to separate. This is not the trucker show that's on all night around the country.
I'm wondering where you're going with this.
Well, okay. I was actually looking at a scientific survey of the mental and physical health of long-haul truckers. There are a lot of people who listen to this program who have done that. I was talking to somebody yesterday at the event that I went to, and it was it was an interesting conversation. He started... as a short haul driver in a 10-wheeler, drove a dump truck, and then he graduated and did day long trips in a semi, and then he became an over the road guy. So he is away from his home, oftentimes 3 weeks out of the year. He doesn't go back home. His wife talks to him on the phone. They seem to be fine. But do you realize these long haul truckers and the life they live, what it creates? Now there are choices to be made. For sure, and some people just love this.
A lot of times you get people that are couples. They'll buy a truck.
Many
and
more.
Pretty much live on the road.
Yep, you're right, Richie. That's going on more and more now. But this is one of the most brutal jobs. Long-haul truckers have higher rates of obesity, diabetes,
anxiety, depression, cardiovascular disease, divorce, and drug use than any other group of Americans. The on-the-job fatality rate is 11 times higher than any other job in America. The mental issues play off the physical issues and vice versa, I think. Think about it. You're sitting behind the wheel of a truck. You're not moving. You're shifting. You got to keep your eye on the road. You do it 8, 10, 12 hours at a stretch. Then you're off or you sleep in the truck for 8 hours or 6 hours. You get up and you start all over again. And your day turns into night. And night turns into day. And because they're uneven, again, you drive 8 or 10 hours. You stop, maybe take off 6 or 8 hours. Then you go back again. So think about how that plays into your circadian rhythm. A lot of these guys have back problems, neck problems, knee problems, because the vibration of the truck bed, which always feels to me when I'm driving, it's kind of like a low-grade rumble, is really murder on the spinal system. So,
but they have high-dollar seats in these things.
Yeah, I mean, they do. They built spring
just for your
that.
Butt.
Exactly. The biggest problem is their diet is terrible. Ever eaten at a truck stop? Now, there's a difference
for
between
sure.
truck stops. And you oftentimes see truckers at diners. You can usually tell if you're driving across country where the trucks are in non-truck stops is a good place to eat. The Healthy Trucker Organization is now in existence. This is something, that's what I'm telling
there
you.
There is such a thing?
It's a website. Yeah, go to healthytrucker.com. I'm not kidding you. Go to healthytrucker.com. They're helping teach truck drivers how to work out. Truck drivers should stop in the rest. When you go by a lot of, I guess I'm conscious against this because I'm driving a lot on interstates. You see the road rest areas, and oftentimes there are dozens of trucks in there. They're sleeping. But then there's a new breed of trucker, most of the younger ones, who at that opportunity get out of the truck. They do 15 minutes of exercise, cardio, run.
Well,
they do calisthenics.
For those of us who wear an activity tracker on your wrist, a Fitbit or whatever you might have, they have a Healthy Feet Fleet Challenge.
Yeah.
And where you challenge other drivers to see who can have the most steps in a month.
Yeah. The average truck driver weighs 240 pounds, which no matter how big that's...
I can be a truck driver.
Unless...
Yeah, they got career options.
Yeah, but you need to lose 25 pounds.
Yeah.
And so does the average truck driver. Anyway, I just thought you'd be interested. For those of you who don't know about the trucking business, those of you who think it's Convoy, remember that CB radio song from 35 years ago? That's not what it is. This is a sophisticated group of people working for fairly large companies, unless they have their own rigs, and a lot of them do that. They take pride in their work, and if they own the rig, they take really special care of it because, as Richie just said, oftentimes it's their home. So I think respect is why I brought this around. I saw this organization. I thought I would talk about it for a few minutes because I think it's kind of a neat organization. So food for thought, if you will. It's 43 past the hour here on Good Day.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation aneurysis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volantate treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's SmartLook feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Hey there. Has anyone ever told you you are really scoring some points?
Did you get that line from a cheap Valentine's Day card?
I just wanted you to check your Shop Your Way account for surprise points.
Oh.
You can use them at Sears or Kmart on almost anything you want. Jewelry, sweaters, a new multi-floor bagless vacuum.
Why would I want a new vacuum?
Because you have swept me off my feet.
Seriously?
Okay, that one's a line.
Surprise points valid till February 10th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18 months special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
No!
Got you.
Okay, so here is the news for those of you who can't get enough information on guns. Ready?
Sure.
There is a new rule that has gone into effect this week in Lowell, Massachusetts. They've adopted a new law requiring handgun permit applicants to write an essay to explain why they want to own a gun and what they're going to do with the gun. And then they, in order to qualify for buying the gun, they must spend $1,000 for training. That's the way you get a gun in Lowell, Massachusetts. The superintendent of police, William Taylor, pushed the new law. City council has passed it. Applicants have to write an essay and state in writing what they have done with their life, why they need a gun. Why should we give you a handgun license, basically? The director of the Gun Owners Action League in Massachusetts, Jim Wallace, said, quote, "It's absurd that people should have to write an essay to explain why they should be able to exercise their constitutional rights.
Because it's my second freaking amendment right.
Well, that's what you put in the essay.
It's my constitutional right.
So write that in the essay.
And I don't need to write 1,000 words. It's all I need to say. It's my constitutional right."
The police spokesperson said it's a mischaracterization to refer to the written requirement as an essay, he said. If you want a license to carry a gun wherever you want and whenever you want, the superintendent is looking for some documentation as to why you need it. It's not unreasonable, is it?
Yes. It is.
In addition to the essay requirements, residents who want a handgun permit have to pay $1,000 for city-required training fees. Now, I remember going to the NRA to get my license.
Cost $10.
I was going to say, it didn't cost me a lot of money. I can't imagine what they're going to do for $1,000 to train you for owning a handgun.
For $10 at the NRA range month, my son took a 50-question test.
Yep.
Answer
what was in the
questions.
Test? Okay, what was in that test?
Just basically how to hold your gun, what you should never do is always down range. The gun is never loaded until it's at the stall. Just all kinds of that stuff, and he took it, and he passed it. They gave him his little card, and boom. So why do you need $1,000? I mean, I'm all for training.
Training's good.
Yeah, we go shooting with my neighbor, and we use my neighbor's guns, and I think it's a good thing for my son to go and learn how to do it. And I think it's great that they take the test. As a matter of fact, we don't go to this other range just so that every time we do go shoot, my son takes the test. Even though he doesn't need to, I make him do it.
Really?
Yeah.
How's he do when he takes it?
He does well. Yeah. Because they give you the thing, you read through the brochure, and then
so you're just taking your test off the book.
Yes.
I think I did that. Wouldn't I have had to do that when
but
I got my
It's just license? Good for him every time he touches one to have to refresh on this.
What does he think of what he's holding only a few seconds here? What does he think of the power of this thing when he holds it in his hand? It is.
He's impressed. He respects
respect,
it.
Respect, that's oh, yeah. it. Yeah, you got to have respect.
Yes, definitely. Yep.
All right, food for thought. That's what the Good Day program is all about. I'm Doug Steffen. He's Rich McFadden. It's 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Jennifer and I are going to work our way through some of the stories that are important. Well, I guess we're using our own judgment here, Jennifer, because we think they're important. Like, what's Bernie Sanders using to get voters? We'll tell you what that's a secret that'll come out.
Candy.
secret. Stand by for a secret in a moment here on Good Day.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
All right, let's get to this. 55 past the hour on Good Day. Bernie Sanders and his campaign is using Snapchat to get voters. So how would that explain, Jennifer, first what Snapchat is Snapchat, I think I've used it for making pictures.
Snapchat's an application where you can either send a series of pictures or a series of short videos to friends, people in your social circle. The way that Bernie Sanders would do it is probably less about him following or having people follow his account, although that, I'm sure that's part of it. But you can also, when you go into Snapchat, have sponsored links that are done by, for instance, CNN or, Refinery29 is a fashion blog. You can go through Cosmopolitan magazine, and they cover big events. They cover elections. They cover sporting events. They cover cities, and you can see all the videos attached. So I'm sure anybody covering Bernie Sanders, they probably have a Bernie Sanders channel on Snapchat, and people can watch and see footage from him on the campaign trail or whatever other messages he wants to send out.
It would appear he's doing very well using this because he's way ahead in New Hampshire. Well, like 74% of the registered Democrats who say they're going to vote next Tuesday say they're voting for him in New Hampshire.
Well, that's his kind of, that's his neck of the woods, his home area. Plus, you know, this stuff with Snapchat fits in perfectly to his demographic because even though he's an older guy, he's the young people love Bernie.
They do. Everything's free with Bernie. Vote for me. It's all free. That should be a slogan.
Hey, that should be a slogan. You should sell
it. Social media, beside politics, is full of Super Bowl hype. A lot of people like the Sarkey brothers trying to get crowdfunding for their trip to the Super Bowl. Listen to their approach.
We wanted to first thank everybody for their generous contributions to our cause. After a few days have gone by, we've decided that we needed to let everybody know that we've been dealing with a little bit of a serious condition. Tig, you want to let everybody know what we're dealing with?
Yeah. It's Bronco Fever! That's right, and there's only one way that you can help us. Getting us tickets to the game. Let's go, Broncos! Come on! We need your help! Let's go!
All right, I'm in. I'll send you $25.
Man, anybody's foolish.
Who falls for this stuff?
Falls for that, my God.
Look, I'm all about Peyton Manning. Don't get me wrong.
All right, the man reopening Circuit City does most of his shopping online, it appears. He bought Circuit City's trademarks and domains. His name is Ronnie Schmoll. He told Twice Trade magazine last week he envisions hundreds of Circuit City stores the size of Radio Shacks in the next couple of years and 5,000 express locations and a thriving web presence. So here's Keith Barrett from the Tech Buzz. He isn't excited about Circuit City's return to the marketplace.
Everybody's got lots of Circuit City horror stories, which is part of the reason why they went bankrupt, because their tech people would push incredibly hard to get the extended warranties. You remember, I have one story. This was the last time I ever shopped at Circuit City before they went bankrupt. I went in there to buy a 300 DVD changer. You know, it would hold 300 DVDs in a circle and let you pick the one you want to play. This was for my home theater back in the early 90s. And it was about, I think, $800, So I'm at the cashier, and I'm paying for it, and she says, and she demands my phone number. And this is before smartphones and stuff. I said, well, my phone number's unlisted. I don't give it out. She said, well, I can't ring you up unless I have your phone number. I said, well, I'm not giving it to you, and you don't need it for me to either pay cash or a credit card, so just make up a number. And she goes, I can't do that. I got to have your real number. I said, well, you're telling me that you're going to give up an $800 sale because I won't give you my phone number, and I'm just going to have to walk out of the store.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.